Welcome to another edition of Fight Club. Fight Club is the call to action segment within Grit Northwest. It's built to educate and motivate you to fight back against attacks on your rights as a union carpenter to provide for yourself and your family. Fight Club is not for excuse makers or finger pointers. If standing proud with your brothers and sisters to protect what we have worked so hard to achieve is not your cup of tea, you can stop listening now. Fight Club members care about their careers and aren't afraid to take action to protect it. They don't assume or expect someone else to do the heavy lifting needed to strengthen their union and better their lives. Fight Club members roll up their sleeves and get involved because they understand and appreciate that a union is only as strong as its members. My question for you is, are you ready to join Fight Club? If so, let's get to work. Our guest today is Corey Elliott, Government Relations Liaison of the Northwest Carpenters Union and a member of Local 129 in the South Puget Sound area. Corey will explain why right to work is so bad for workers and what we're doing to fight it. Welcome to Fight Club, Corey.
Hey, Joe. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you on the show, Corey. I understand you're in Billings, Montana right now. As you know, Corey, the premise of Fight Club is a threat has been identified. What is that threat, Corey, and how do we fight it?
Well, I think it's just getting active and getting voting on these important elections around the council and around the country.
Absolutely. And what are you doing in Billings, Montana right now?
So we've got a lot of council staff coming out here. I'm in Billings, came out here last weekend. We're divided around the major cities throughout Montana. We have about 25 council reps that are out here knocking on doors. We're teaming up with the AFL-CIO, who has pulled a list of union doors so we can go talk about some important issues that are coming up for vote and are currently being voted on, especially the governor's race. I know that Matt Swanson has talked about this already on the show, but the governorship is the backstop for us to protect right to work in this state. We've had Governor Bullock as the governor in the past, and he's vetoed right to work legislation that has come to his desk. We're now supporting Mike Cooney, who was lieutenant governor, who is now running for governor, who will also be a backstop for us for right to work. So it's important that we get him elected. His opponent is Greg Gianforte, and he's currently a U.S. House member, and he has openly spoke in favor of right to work. And what right to work would do for us is it would really restrict our ability to organize, to negotiate, and to represent workers throughout the state. There's a mechanism involved with right to work that allows people not to pay for their union service, but still maintain their union benefits. So it's a real awful system that will really hurt our ability to be a strong union in this state.
It's pretty clear that right to work has done nothing for workers in the state of Idaho since it passed nearly 30 years ago. We can see that in the lower wages and the decreased benefits and the lack of market share within the state of Idaho. And it makes so much sense that we're devoting so much energy and time to Montana. So really appreciate you being out there.
Absolutely. The one thing about Idaho is if you go back 30 years ago to the talking points to why the legislators were pushing for this bill is one thing they said it would create all these new jobs. And that was true. The workers' wages went down so much and their benefits went down so much that people had to work multiple jobs to make what they were making before. And so they were correct. There was more jobs that were created because the people had to work more jobs to survive.
Lower paying jobs aren't exactly the way to raise a family or to have long-term success as someone in the working middle class in America. So, Corey, aside from your hard work in knocking on doors, making union members aware of how bad right to work is for workers, you're supporting, it sounds like, Mike Cooney for his bid for the governor. What other race is important out there in Montana right now?
Yeah, we're also supporting Steve Bullock for U.S. Senate. He's been a champion of labor in his tenure as governor. We're excited to see him in D.C. fighting for us for our labor standards and maybe some infrastructure funding throughout the nation. Steve's just been hands down one of our greatest allies in our council.
And Corey, because this is Fight Club and our members are expecting a call to action, what is the very least a member can do right now, just a few days out from Election Day, to get involved?
I'd say the most important thing they could do right now is vote. Get educated on the issues. We have record turnout of voter participation right now in early voting. Don't get caught on the sidelines. Get in the game. Get active. Make sure your voice is heard.
That's great advice. Thank you so much for taking your time, Corey, to be on the show. Really appreciate your work out there in Montana, and keep up the good work. Our guest today has been Corey Elliott, member of Local 129 and council staff. The threat of candidates that support right to work in this coming election has been identified. Right to work can have real consequence in our ability to provide for ourselves and our families. Vote in this coming election and support those candidates that have your back. And let's kick right to work out of our house. And if you're a listener right now and you're at home and you still haven't got your ballot filled out, a great way to look at those candidates that are endorsing the working middle class in this country is to go to nwcarpenters.org. I'll post this in the show notes. And you'll see our regional council's endorsements of candidates that truly value and appreciate you and your family's ability to earn a living, a fair wage in this country. It's very important that you utilize the resources in front of you to make the smart choice and, again, support the candidates that support you.